The Women of Grace phone lines are open. 1-833-288-EWTN. 1-833-288-3986.
Welcome back, everybody. We're hoping that you are going to give us a call here. I want to give you that toll-free number, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. We're looking forward to hearing from you here today. Maybe you have a praise report you want to share. Maybe you want to talk about the marvelous deeds that God has worked in your life. I sure would love to hear that today. We can all use that kind of encouragement as we make our way on this pilgrim journey that leads to life on high in Christ Jesus. Do use the phone number that is toll-free for you here in North America, 833-288-EWTN. If you're outside of North America, you can call us too. It begins with country code 1, then 205-271-2985. Looking forward to hearing from you that way. Also very happy to take your call right there, or excuse me, your message right there at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. Just use that chat feature to get your question or comment, insight, inspiration, or word of encouragement up on our board. I do want to let you know that currently those events that I was telling you about that are taking place through Women of Grace first quarter of the year are listed as save the dates on our website. Went out there and checked that. Registration will be coming soon. We're getting the graphics and everything together there, so keep watching. We want you to join us for these marvelous, marvelous events. We've got Ann with us, and Ann is in Wall Township, New Jersey. This is my Ann. Hey, Ann, how are you?
Hello, Johnette. I am well. How are you?
Well, thank you. I see big doings in your life right here.
Yes, yes, yes. We've been waiting for my husband to retire so that we could, begin our retirement somewhere else. And he retired early this year, mm-hmm. And we've been working on a house 25 years. Actually, today marks the anniversary of the day we moved into this house, which is also my younger son's 25th birthday. It was a very busy day 25 years ago today.
Oh, my gracious. That was a very big day.
Yes,
25 years ago.
Well, yes, so we are packing up our home. We sold it in a week. Praise God. St. Joseph came to my aid. And we're packing up and we'll be leaving the middle of the month.
And oh, my gracious. Right before Christmas.
Right before Christmas. And we have a rented, an Airbnb rented for a month. And we've got, that's it. I mean, we have a tentative plan. And I am full of excitement, but I'm not stressed. I am not full of anxiety. People are like, oh my God. I'm like, no, God has this. This is God's plan.
How wonderful, Anne.
I'm just trying it. And you want to hear this? Okay. So today's gospel is the story of a wise man. It's like, if you listen to my words, you are like a wise man who will build your house on rock. And the area that we're looking to move is out in the desert area, so their land is like rock.
Oh, goodness sakes. What a beautiful little confirmation from the Lord today.
Yes, amen.
Oh, my God. Now, are you at liberty to tell us, like, what state you're going to? I'm thinking it's got to be out there in the West. Are you going to New Mexico?
Yes.
Are you going to Arizona?
No. We're going to, we checked out a couple of areas. We checked out Arizona, and we checked out St. George, Utah, southwest corner.
Okay.
The desert. We loved St. George.
Oh, really?
Loved it. I found the
Utah.
Catholic church. Yes, Utah. It's a very small percentage of Catholics, but they're all transplants. So
yeah.
The first person we met came running up to us, oh, are you visiting? And then she, I said, yes, we're considering retiring here. Where are you from, New Jersey? I'm from New Jersey. Of course you're from New Jersey.
Why wouldn't you be?
So it's a very friendly parish. It seems very active. I looked into their ministries. There's a couple that I would love to be involved with. And, we don't know where we're going to be exactly living because we haven't done that part yet. But it's all going to fall into place in God's timing. So
that's absolutely right. It's going to unfold
right
for
now.
You, Anne.
Yes, and I'm confident of that, and I don't need to know, which is very new for me because I always have to know. I always had to know what was coming. But I know that I'm in God's hands and it's all good. So thank God.
Well, I got to tell you, I am just absolutely delighted for you. I'm delighted for you because you are so delighted in what the Lord is doing. And, you know, when we're delighted in what the Lord is doing, we just know that it's absolutely His plan for us and His will for us. And I just am, you know, just sending you bunches of blessings and well wishes for this journey. And I love the fact that you're letting it, you know, kind of unpack its own way. Because, you know, it's sort of like Christmas morning. The Lord has a surprise for you at every turn, you know?
Yes.
And I'm sure it's all going to fall into place for you. So when you go out there to Utah, you know, let us know, because wouldn't it be grand to bring Women of Grace to that little corner of Utah? And we would love to have you do a study there for us. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness. There's a seed planted. Okay. Yeah.
Yep. I see big things happening in Utah.
That would be wonderful. So, let's see that percentage grow out there.
Well, you know, you just don't know what God is going to do. I've only been to Utah one time. I was in Ogden, Utah, and it was many years ago. A friend of mine, Ann McGlone, was producing a documentary on the Eucharist, and oh golly, it's called The Father's Gift. As a matter of fact, I think that we still have The Father's Gift at our ministry on DVD. It's absolutely beautiful, and it's kind of like, you know, a history of the Eucharist in light of the way in which the Eucharist has been with us in adverse situations throughout time, but also it talks about Eucharistic miracles. And I was sent out there to a church because the pastor at that time, a Father Sweeney, they had experienced a Eucharistic phenomenon. They didn't call it a miracle. They called it a phenomenon in their church when he held the host up. I don't know if it was when he held the host up. There was blood. So, you know, they kept this in reserve according to whatever the bishop wanted to do is what they did. But I had the opportunity for this film. This is years and years ago, to interview Father Sweeney, who I think has gone on to his eternal reward at this point. But all of that being said, that's my only experience with Utah, but it is majestic. It is majestic.
It is God's handiwork. God's handiwork. Mm-hmm. He's all over it out there. And, you know, He's got me going there for a reason, so I'm open to it. So maybe it is bring Women of Grace. I'll have to go out there and put my feelers out and see what happens.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we'll support you every step of the way. You know, there's no question about that. And we've got a very good infrastructure where we help everybody to move forward in these pursuits. So, well, sweetie, I am so happy for you. I really, really am.
Thank you.
I couldn't
Thank
be more
you.
Delighted.
Thank
it's
you.
Going to be a big change from New Jersey, that's for sure.
Yes, it is. Well, you know, my husband and I both do not like the East Coast humidity. So we're out.
We're out. Yeah, well, okay. Well, listen, be assured of my prayers for you. And St. Joseph's been so good. We're just going to ask him, just like he took our Blessed Lady and the baby Jesus to Egypt and brought them there safely and got them all set up. I'm going to pray the same for you.
Amen.
That he's leading you out to this desert land.
Yes, thank you.
And he's going to get you ensconced in precisely the right Catholic community that you need to be ensconced in.
Amen. Okay. I love that.
Well, I love you, sweet lady.
Hey, thank you. You too. I love you, Jeanette. And you be well, and I'll be listening. And I'm not sure when I'll be able to call in again. I'll be in a different time zone. So.
Oh, well, yes, it's true. You'll have to get up early in the morning. It's what are they? They're 3 hours behind Eastern time, right? Or are they Mountain time? I don't know which.
I don't remember. There were 2 hours when we were there during the summer, but
okay.
I don't know if they do have the daylight savings time, so I don't know. So,
well, this is the last year, and then it'll be daylight savings time forever. So,
okay. Yeah, you're right.
All right. Well, you take care, and let us hear. Let us hear how it's all going to go. We're all interested.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Ian. Bye. Oh, my goodness. What a beautiful thing, huh? I mean, God is so full of surprises. It's one of the things that I love about Him so much. I was thinking about that this morning in reference to my own life, you know? You can't... And let me just say this, you know, if I can get these words out, because I'm so caught up here for a moment. But all that being said, you know, here's the deal. We often want to plot our own course. I'm not saying that we shouldn't have a plan in mind. I'm not suggesting that at all. You know, but if we don't, if we're not praying as we're coming up with our plans and the direction for our life and, you know, and what step to take next, if we're really not prayerful people, I want to get into this. I want to get into the weeds on this a little bit. But if we're not prayerful people, then, you know, we're not really discerning what God wants us to do. And all of our fulfillment, all of our joy, all of our hope is in His will. If we could understand that and really appreciate that, you know, we would be eager to do God's will in all things, right? Because that's where our happiness is. That's where our joy is. You know, that's where we get that confident assurance in things hidden. It's in doing His will. Because if we know that we're in His will, then we know that no matter what happens, He's going to work it to the good. You know, and if we jig when we should have jogged, He's going to pull us back, and He's even going to take that jig of ours, and He's going to work it into our jog so that it yields fruit in our lives. Now, this business of praying for God's will, how do we pray for God's will? You know, now we can be very specific about, oh, Father God, you know, I'm discerning between these two opportunities that are in front of me. Do I stay in New Jersey or do I move to Utah? Father God, I'm discerning, you know, between this job or that job. Father God, I'm discerning between selling my home this year and next year. Specific kinds of requests like that. You know, God wants us to bring those to Him. He says to St. Faustina, bring everything to me. Well, there is nothing excluded from everything. If God says bring everything, He wants you to bring everything to Him, right? Right? He does. But so there's that, right? So there's that element. We give it to the Lord. We know He's going to work because He's always working. He's never thinking about working. He's always acting. He's pure access, St. Thomas Aquinas. So He's already engaged. Even before we ask about it, He's already engaged in working things out. But, you know, how do we discern it? You know, how do we latch onto it? You know, how do we know which way to go? Well, that comes from prayer too, but that comes from the consistency of our everyday prayer. See, here's the deal. When we come before the throne of God every day and we open up our hearts and our souls and our minds to God, what happens is the graces that we have, all of the graces, the sanctifying graces that we have by way of the sacraments, especially the sacraments of initiation, especially the sacrament of baptism, all of these graces and the gifts that come by way of those graces become excited within us, right? We become more sensitive to the work and movement of God in our soul, more sensitive to the way of God in our heart, right? And with those gifts, one of those gifts that comes that gets excited within us through this consistency of prayer, meeting every day with God, meeting every day with a God who loves us, meeting every day with a God who only wills the good, because our God can only will the good. It would be against His nature to will something other than the good. He cannot do it. He's bound by the reality and the integrity of His own nature. It's so exciting. And when that happens, guess what? You know, then all of those gifts are there. So wisdom is there. A knowing, a seeing the situation through the eyes of God. And the non-clarity gets cleared up, right? And things come into focus for us. So, we make these decisions, we pray for the specificity of them, but what it is that helps us, you know, in the determining reality of those specificities is this consistency of daily prayer. Now, it was delightful to hear Judy say earlier that she prays every day. She prays that rosary every day, right? Pray your rosary every day. And don't just pray it like in a kind of repetitive, you know, monotonous, I do this every day fashion. Every day you are opening your heart to receive the graces that are locked up in each one of those mysteries that form the meditations of those rosaries. And this is another thing. When you're praying that rosary And the, you know, the, you're praying, you know, and you're having trouble really just entering into the meditation, you know, and maybe it's because God is moving you into a deeper form of prayer. Maybe it's because he's taking you from discursive meditation more deeply into contemplation. Maybe the deal is that you're advancing. Right? So just sit there. Just sit there. Pray the Hail Marys, of course. Those Aves, right? Pray them. But let them become the rhythm in the background to you just being open to the mystery in that particular mystery of the rosary that you're praying. So today, you know, for example, it's Thursday. So we pray the luminous mysteries. That first luminous mystery, right? What is it? It is the baptism of Jesus in the River Jordan by St. John the Baptist. And this is a moment of great import because at this moment, the sacrament of confirmation is being instituted. And just as the heavens opened up and we heard the Father say, "This is my beloved Son, in him I am well pleased." At the moment of your confirmation, the same thing happened. The heavens opened up. And God looked at you and said, "This is my beloved Son. This is my beloved daughter, in whom I am well pleased." Now, in that mystery, what happens? The Holy Spirit comes down. The Holy Spirit comes down upon Jesus. In a way that is specific to the mission that our Lord is bending his knee to in that moment. The mission that will ultimately lead to his passion, death, and resurrection, the apex, the climax of this mission that is being started now with his coming down of the Holy Spirit. And just as you were at your confirmation, and God says, "This is my beloved Son, this is my beloved daughter, in whom I am well pleased," the Holy Spirit came down. The Holy Spirit came down in power for the mission of your life, leading you to the apex or the climax of that mission that is yours. You recall that. And then you just sit there, present to that mystery in Christ's life. And you appreciate the parallel experience in your own life. And these graces, all of which were held in the eternal moment, God is looking at you in that moment. And he is saying, "This is my beloved Son, this is my beloved daughter, in whom I am well pleased." And in that very moment, even as the beads pass through your fingers, even as they pass through your fingers, what is happening? You are being inundated with the majesty and the glory and the power of the Holy Spirit, inundating you anew with that grace that Jesus received and that you received in your confirmation and that you can forever receive as you open yourself to it. And just sit there with that. And let those Hail Marys become the backdrop of this magnificent moment that you are experiencing in prayer. Too much for the mind to comprehend, but not too much for the Spirit in you to intuit, and for your soul to be filled with it. What a marvelous thing. And then, you see, we're transformed. There's a transforming element that takes place in that moment. And as that transforming element takes place in that moment, we begin to see things differently. That gift of wisdom now pervades our interior vision. And we see things. That's what I mean about prayer. And we have the confident assurance that as we step forward, all of this takes place in time and space. Just not limited by time and space, because it's eternal reality moving in you. And you carry that into each and every moment, transforming and vivifying that moment according to the plan and the will of God. That's the great reality, right? So I want to get back out here to YouTube. Deanna Williston, hi. How are you, Deanna, my friend? Is giving us a message here. She says, my dear friend Amanda is also on a ventilator right now. Still a mystery, but everything was shutting down and is now healing. Deo gracias. She had colon cancer before she was 30, so the doctors threw everything they had at her. It does remind you to always be ready. Well, what an absolutely beautiful, beautiful praise report, Deanna. I am so happy. And so, Father, in this moment, we just lift up Amanda to you. I lift up Amanda, Lord, and I am grateful and thankful for the work that you're doing in her. I praise you and extol you that you are marvelous beyond telling, that we can never exhaust your mercy, that we can never exhaust your healing power, that we can never exhaust your presence in our lives, because you are everything, all of it, in every second of our lives. I thank you, Father, for the healing that you are effecting in Amanda. Father, you tell us in sacred scripture that you will bring to completion the good work you have begun in us. And so we have absolute confidence and assurance that you will bring to completion the good work that you are effecting in Amanda at this very moment. I ask, Father God, that as she continues to heal, she becomes stronger in all of those areas of her physical being that were weak. But I pray even more, Lord God, that she becomes stronger in the spiritual realities of her being, and where there was weakness, she now finds this ironclad strength in you. I pray, Father God, that her confidence is buoyed up. I pray, Father God, that she comes to a deeper appreciation of who you are in her and all that you desire to do through her. I pray for Deanna, Lord, this good friend who brings this to our attention today, and I ask you to bless her in every way. And Father God, as we come to the close of our program, I close it out with a prayer for all of our listeners today. May you meet their every need, Father. May you meet the most crucial need that they have in their lives, which may or may not be the need you think you need responding to, friends. But Father, may you meet their most crucial need. It's been great being with you, friends. We look forward to being with you again tomorrow, asking for your prayers. I'm heading into EWTN studios now to do some television programming. So I'm praying for you to pray for me. God bless you now. Bye-bye.